I mean, it was absolutely amazing. My coach actually got the call up on Wednesday, which was a bit of a shock, but I'm up for giving it a go. It was a very fast race. I raced at 5,000 a few weeks ago, and it was a good pace, and I ended up running faster then than I did now in a faster race. I think the pace, I tried to stick with it for as long as possible, but then just couldn't hold on anymore.
And I've been following your Twitter feed. Track running is not what you normally do, is it?
No. So I'm actually a mountain runner. I run on the mountains, world, European stage. But I've decided this year and maybe a few years ahead, I'm going to concentrate on road and do a bit of track as well. So it's a bit different because I'm used to pounding up the mountains. Just need to get my speed going a bit more, I think.
Yeah, for the novice, what is the difference in the discipline of mountain running, road running, to being on a track?
Yeah, so mountain running, it depends. Sometimes the world is uphill only, so you're running for maybe 6 miles uphill, very steep terrain, and sometimes it's up and down. So the World Championships last year were in Bettws y Coed in Wales, and that was an up and down course. Obviously, completely different to running on track and road, completely flat. Mainly. So yeah, it's a bit of a shock, but I'm enjoying it. I just wish I ran a bit faster today, but oh well.
And combining it with a teaching career as well.
Yeah.
Do you think your pupils would have been watching today on half term?
I'm not sure actually. We actually had 2 weeks half term, so I didn't actually get the chance to tell the children that I was running. And so I get back to school tomorrow, so the children at Wibsey Primary School in Bradford might have been watching. We'll have to wait and see if to see me.
Yeah, I was going to say, give a mention to where you teach, and obviously you're a Leeds City athlete as well.
Yeah, that's right, I run for Leeds City. I've lived in Leeds for about 10 years now, I'm coached by Andy Henderson, who works at Leeds Beckett University. So we've got a really good setup there, a great training group, and then obviously I work in Bradford as well. So yeah, I've got a good little setup, but just trying to find my feet on the track and the road at the moment. So
yeah, what happens next now for you?
Well, I had slightly hoped to try and, well, my aim was to try and get a little bit closer to the European qualifying time, because my PB, which I ran a few weeks ago, is 15:44, and qualifying is like 15:30, so I would have liked to go a little bit closer, but there's no opportunity for me to do that now. So the next opportunity for a track race is back here for the British Champs at the end of June, so hopefully I can run a little bit faster. We'll have to see.
Well, hopefully we'll catch up then. Lovely to meet you, and no back to school blues for you this evening.
No, not at all. It's great to be back. Might be a little tired, but it'll be great to see the children. So yeah, it should be good.